שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר ל...
Hello, we're reading from the book of Zohar, volume 6, portion of Vayikra, item 250. The book can be downloaded on archive.kbb1.com, and questions can be sent to us on kub.tv, where the lesson can be watched. The book of Zohar is meant specifically to bring us the reforming light from the degree of the end of correction, and so appropriately we need to aspire to that state of the Kli at the end of correction, meaning to be connected, to be prepared, of course according to our degree, to integrate the upper lights into ourselves. Please.
בשעה שהדינים מתבשמים והרחמים שולטים,
when the dinim, the judgments are perfumed and rachamim, mercy, rule, each sphira returns to existence and all are blessed together. When each returns to its place, all are blessed together. And Ima is perfumed with bonding the engravings that return to her. Then repentance is considered whole and the world is atoned for. Since Ima sits in complete joy, as it is written, as a joyful mother of children. At that time she is called Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, in which it is written to cleanse you from all your sins. And 50 gates of the sides of the engravings are open. When the people of the world sin, they cause Malchut's ascent to Bina. At that time, Bina is diminished from the Gar because her three Sfirot, Bina and Tum, fall to the degree below her, and she becomes Vak without Rosh. Then, all the worlds are in Dinim and Katnut, smallness, from the side of Ima, Klipot, shells of investigators of judgment and law, come out and rule over the Chamim. And when the people of the world improve their actions and raise man, as Zivug of Absag the Ak is made, the illumination of the Zivug reaches Ima, who lowers the Malchut from her and returns her to her place. At that time, the three Sfirot, Bina and Tum, that fell from her, rise back to her and join her degree. Thus, her Gal are completed. So it occurs on all the degrees that diminished due to the diminution of Bina, since Bina and Tum return to them, and they obtain Gal. When the dinim are perfumed and the chamim govern, each sfira returns to its existence, meaning that Bina and Tum that fell from the degree return to their existence, to their degree. Then Ima is perfumed in the bonding of the engravings, meaning Bina and Tum that were engraved and fell from her return and reunite with Ima, meaning return to Ima. Since first they fell to the degree of Sa'ampin, and now they have returned to Ima. 251. It is written, then it shall be, if he has sinned and is guilty. If he has sinned refers to those transgressions that are called sin, as it is written, any of the sins of mankind. And is guilty means that he will correct it. Then it shall be, if he has sinned, if he corrects his actions, that he shall restore that which he took by robbery. Restore means that he returns it by himself, meaning that he wishes to correct his actions by himself. The four periods of the year, 252. In the four periods of the year, does the voice stop and dinim awaken, and repentance is suspended until we are corrected. When the dinim awaken, a voice comes out, and the four corners of the world rise and fall. A herald calls out, and there is no one to notice and awaken, and the Creator is ready. If they repent, the dinim will return to their place, and if they do not, the voice will stop and the dinim will be done. Then it is called, and it grieved him in the outer houses. The year is Malchut, in whom there are four Sfirot Chugtum, in each of which are three lines, which are 12 altogether. If the left line rules alone over each of the four Sfirot Chugtum, they are called four periods, because of the strength of the dinim that extend from the domination of the left. as it is written, that the voice stops in the four periods, or in the four periods of the year. The voice is the middle line, uniting the two lines, right and left, into one. And when the voice stops, the dominion returns to the left line without the right, since there is no one to connect it to the right. Hence, dinim awaken. Meaning that all the harsh dinim that extend from the domination of the left awaken in the world. If they repent, repentance is suspended and is not accepted until the voice is corrected and reunites the two lines right and left together. Repentance is suspended until it is corrected. This is why correction precedes repentance. Indeed, it is the way of the dinim of the left line, that in their end they evoke dinim de nukva, as it is written, sin crouches at the door. This means that the masach de chirik of the middle line, called voice, is corrected by these dinim, and reunites the two lines. And when the dinim awaken, a voice comes out, meaning that the masach de chirik awakens at the end of them, and the voice comes out of it and reunites the two lines. At that time, the four corners of the world, Hugtum of Malchut, rise, fall, and shine in the illumination of Chokhmah from below upwards, and the illumination of Chasadim from above downwards, as is the law in the midline. Then a herald calls out, meaning that the herald comes out from the pressure of the dinim on the left line and cautions people to cling to the middle line. And if there is no one to watch over and awaken to cling to the middle line, the Creator waits and is ready to accept their penance. If they repent, the dinim will repent and return to their place, for he accepts them and shines with a chamim for them from the middle line. And if they do not repent, the voice, the middle line, returns and ceases. The left rules again, and dinim are made in the world. Then it is as though it grieved him in the outer houses for the dinim that were made in the world. 253. Since the day when the temple was ruined, there has not been a day without evil anger. This is because the Creator has sworn that He will not enter Jerusalem above, meaning Malchut, until Israel entered Jerusalem below. This is why there is anger in the world. And the oath related to the constant state, since there is non-constant zivug of Serapin and Malchut even during the exile, during prayer on Sabbaths and holidays. The nakedness of your mother you shall not uncover. 254. The nakedness of your father and nakedness of your mother you shall not uncover. She is thy mother, you shall not uncover her nakedness. Your mother, Malchut, is the mother of Israel. If he uncovered her nakedness, why did he have to reform her when he repented? It is to correct what he uncovered. 255. When the evil inclination intensifies in man, it intensifies only in incest, and all the sins are gripped to nakedness. It says, you shall not uncover. And when he is corrected in relation to his uncovering. This is called repentance. 256. All the sins of the world are gripped to the uncovering of the nakedness, until Ima, Malchut, is uncovered for the sins, meaning her nakedness is uncovered. When she is uncovered, all the sons, which are Israel below, become uncovered. It is written, you shall not take the mother with the young. When the world is corrected below, everything is corrected until the correction rises to Holy Ima, Malchut. She is corrected, and what has been uncovered is covered. This is why it is written, happy is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is pardoned. Then it is called repentance. Then it is called the Day of Atonement. As it is written, you shall be cleansed from all your sins before the Lord. 2 points were corrected in Malchut. One, her own point of Midat Adin, quality of judgment, which was not mitigated in Bina. From this discernment, the power of the restriction and the Masach is on her, so she will not be able to receive the upper light. Two, her point that was mitigated by Midat Rachamim, the quality of mercy, in Bina. From this discernment, she is fit to receive all the lights in Bina, And then she imparts of her great lights upon Bia and upon Israel as well. Hence, Malchut uses only the second point, Midat HaRachamim. And this point is revealed in her. But the point of Malchut, of Midat HaDin, is concealed in her and is not revealed. If it is revealed, the upper light immediately departs her because of the Tzimtzum, the restriction, and the Masach in her. It is written, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If man is rewarded, good. If he is not rewarded, bad. If man is rewarded, the point of Midat HaDin is concealed within the Malchut, and only the point of Midat HaRachamim is revealed. At that time, the Malchut imparts upon him all the abundance that she receives from Bina. And if one is not rewarded, but rather sins, the point of Midat HaDin in Malchut appears, and promptly all the lights depart. The dinim cling to her, and at that time, man is in the poorest of states. This is the meaning of what he says, she is your mother. If he uncovered her nakedness, why did he have to reform her when he repented? It was in order to correct what he uncovered. In other words, if he comes to sin, the first point of Midat HaDin will be revealed in Malchut. It is called nakedness, because it causes the departure of the lights, of all the lights from her. Then the writing says, she is your mother, meaning Malchut is your mother. Certainly you will not reveal her nakedness. And if he sins and reveals her nakedness, he certainly needs to correct what he uncovered. Meaning that point of Midat HaDin that he uncovered needs to be covered once more, to give dominion to the point of Midat HaRachamim, and then she will receive the lights from Bina once more. All the sins that one commits cling to the uncovering of that nakedness, meaning they cause the point of Midat HaDin called nakedness to appear in Malchut, and it expels the lights from her. This is the one of which the writing warns, you shall not uncover. And when one corrects one's sin, he must correct in relation to what he flawed, or the flaw he made in the uncovering, to cover her once more. This is called repentance, since by covering he brings Malchut back to receive the lights from Bina. This is the meaning of the implication, you shall not take the mother with the young, since the uncovering of the mother's nakedness makes a flaw both in the mother, from whom the lights have been expelled, and the sons, who are Israel, for they have nothing to receive from her then. And when the world below is corrected, everything is corrected until the correction rises to holy Ima. Thus, when man repents below, the uncovering of the nakedness he had done in Malchut is corrected, and what has been revealed is covered. This means that the nakedness, which is the point of Midat HaDin, is covered once more, and concealed once more, and the point of Midat HaRachamim rules. This is why it is written, happy is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is pardoned, the sin which is the nakedness that was uncovered is covered once more. And then it is called repentance, for she returns to Bina. Also, then she is called the Day of Atonement, since when Malchut returns to Bina, she is called the Day of Atonement. 257. When is Malchut called repentance? Is when the mother, Malchut, is covered, when the point of Midat HaDin, called nakedness, is covered once more, and she is with the sons with joy, imparting them with abundance. It is written, as a joyful mother of children, she is reinstated as she was prior to being flawed. The point of Midat HaDin that was previously closed and concealed has returned to her place, meaning return to her covered place. And all the degrees return one by one. Thus, each lower one rises to the upper one, and every one of them is blessed. Then it is called repentance, just repentance, to include everything, meaning that all the degrees have returned and were corrected. 258. When the world, meaning Malchut, is corrected, it is corrected together in its entirety, all at once, as it is written, for your mercy is great above the heavens. Above the heavens means that Malchut rises above the place called heaven. And what is it? It is Ima, Bina, since Zerampin is called heavens, and above Zerampin is Bina. And since Malchut rises there, she is instantly like the corrected Bina. And she is called repentance, because Malchut will return to Bina. 259. It says specifically above the heavens, because if it was written over the heavens, it would mean that only that place that stands over the heaven, which the heavens, which is Bina, and not more. Since it says above the heavens, it means that that place stands on the heavens up above, which is Atik. 260. At that time, when the actions are corrected below and Ima rejoices, Atik, meaning Keter, appears, and the light returns to Zerampin. Then all are in joy, everything is in wholeness, and the blessings are present in everything. The Rachamim are ready, and all the worlds are in gladness. It is written about that, He will again have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. This means that Atik will reappear in Zerampin, because it will reveal once more what was initially concealed. And all of it is called repentance after Atik, who reappeared. 261. Everything means as a whole. Return, or repent, is like Atik. It is simply everything, without distinctions. And it is written that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of His anger and show you His mercy. Everything is included in the repentance. Next article, He shall restore that which He took. 262. He shall restore that which He took, that He took, what He took, but no more. It is written about the thief that he will pay twofold, fourfold, and fivefold. The robber compared the upper fear to the lower fear, to man's fear. This means that he fears neither the Creator nor people. One who steals places the lower fear before him, that of people, and not the upper fear. It follows that he regards the fear of man more than the fear of God. 263. It is written, if a soul should sin, it is written that the Torah, the Creator, wonder about her and say, if a soul should sin, it is also written, if a soul commits a trespass, or if a soul swears clearly. It says, soul, nefesh, and not ruach or neshama, since ruach and neshama do not sin, rather they are flawed by the sinning nefesh. And here in the robbery there are body and soul, guf and nefesh respectively, as it is written, if he has sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took, relating to one who comes to correct his deeds, for it was said that he shall restore. It is as one who corrects his actions so that the fountains of water, which are the upper abundance, will return to their place to water the plantations, which are the sfirot, for by his sins he deprived them of the abundance. It is said about that, he shall restore that which he took. The righteous, next article, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Of any questions? Does anyone have a question? No, and continue. What? Igor from Krakow asks, when I connect with a friend, do I become the creator, or does the friend see the creator? Rav, I didn't understand. I replace myself with the Creator when? Question. When I connect with a friend, do I replace myself with the Creator, or does the friend see the Creator? Rav, neither. It's just meaningless. Yes, continue. 264. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. The righteous as a palm tree, because of all the trees in the world, there is none who is so delayed in its blooming as the palm tree, for it rises over 70 years. And why is the righteous compared to a palm tree? 265. But the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree is said about the exile in Babylon, when divinity returned to her place only after 70 years. As it is written, for thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you. This is, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. That male and female rise over 70 years. The righteous is the creator who returned to Babylon after 70 years, as it is written, for the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness. And it is written, the Lord is righteous. And say to the righteous that it will be good. Thus, the creator is called righteous. 266. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. A cedar is the creator. As it is written, excellent as the cedars. Shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, and Lebanon means Upper Eden, Chokhmah, of which it is written, neither has an eye seen God but you. And a cedar, which is the Ampin, will grow in that high place when it rises there. 267. In the last exile, the Creator is as a cedar whose blooming and growing is detained. From that time, he rises until he is established in his persistence to the time when the redemption occurs. It is a day, and a day to the Creator is 1,000 years. And the beginning of the second day, until it casts a shade in the light of day, after midday, when the sun begins to set in the day of the Creator, it is 500 years later. Thus, redemption will come after 1,500 years. And a cedar rises only when the water is refined, as it is written, as cedars besides the waters. Similarly, the cedar will grow in Lebanon, since from there, from Lebanon, which is Chokhmah, a fountain, a river, comes out, meaning Bina, to water the cedar. And this cedar is the creator, who is the Ampin, who receives the watering, as it is written, excellent as the cedars. 268. Planted in the house of God is for the time of the Messiah King. In the courtyards our God will cause him to flourish in the revival of the dead. They shall bring forth fruit in old age, on the day when the world is ruined, in the seventh millennium. They shall be full of sap and fresh, after the world is rebuilt in the new heaven and new earth. Then the Lord will rejoice in his works, and all that to declare that the Lord is upright, my rock in whom there is no unrighteousness. Next article. And a slanderer separates the champion. 269. A perverse man spreads strife, and a slanderer separates the champion. A perverse man spreads strife. Are the wicked ones who cause a flaw above? Strife means a flaw, and the slanderer separates the champion means that he separates the champion of the world, the creator. 270. A perverse man spreads strife means that he sends strife to those plantations, zon, which causes them to be nourished from the side of din, the left of bina. Strife implies din. And a slanderer separates the champion. Are the wicked ones that inflict a flaw above? He separates because there is no unification between Zon, for he separates the queen from the king. For this reason, he is not regarded as one, meaning the Ampin, and Malchut are not in unity. Woe unto those wicked ones who cause separation above, and happy are the righteous who keep the sustenance above, the unification of Zon. And happy are those who repent, for they restore everything to its place. 271. For this reason, in a place where they who repent dwell, complete righteous do not dwell. Rather, they who repent are established in a high place, the place of the watering of the garden, Bina, who waters the garden, which is Malchut. This is the repentance that brings Malchut back to Bina, and this is why they are called they who repent. And the complete righteous are corrected elsewhere, for they are called Tzadik, righteous, which is Yesod the Zampin. 272. Hence, they who repent in a high place, Bina, and the complete righteous dwell in a small place, Yesod Zerampin, since they who repent bring back the water, the abundance from the high place of the deep river, Bina, to the place called Tzadik, Yesod Zerampin, and complete righteous extend the abundance from their dwelling place, Yesod Zerampin, to this world. This is why they who repent are superior and the complete righteous are below. Happy are they who repent, for they extend the abundance from benign Yesod to Yesod Dezampin, and happy are the righteous, since the world exists for them, for they extend the abundance from Yesod Dezampin to this world.
ואשר חלקם של הצדיקים שבזכותם העולם מתקיים שממשיכים השפע
then it shall be if he has sinned and is guilty it is also written or has found what was lost and lied about it a sinner makes a flaw above hence the creator departs from everything it is as though the creator is non-existent because the assembly of Israel Malchut was separated from her place as it is written faith has been lost faith is the assembly of Israel as it is written your faith in the nights where the night is Malchut ואמונתך
בלילות בלילה הוא המלכות עבדה אמונה
faith has been lost as in why is the land ruined and it is all one since Malchut is called faith and she is called land and we already said that it's written that she was lost and that means that Malchut has lost her mate Yesod it does not say is being lost or lost which would mean that she herself has been lost similarly it is written the righteous is lost it does not say is lost or was lost but lost meaning that he has lost his mate Malchut as it was written faith has been lost this is why it is written that he shall restore that which he took by robbery or the lost thing since Malchut that was flawed by the sin is called lost and the loss must be returned to the righteous Yesod who lost it
Ma'amar mekomot yesh bagehenom
Article there are places in hell 274 There are places in hell that are reserved for those who desecrate the Sabbath in public who did not repent from that desecration and they have appointees over them also there are places in hell for those who commit incest for those who explain the Torah improperly and for those who shed innocent blood those who commit perjury those who lay with menstruation or with a daughter of a strange god or a whore or a maidservant and even for those who breach the 365 negative mitzvot commandments of thou shalt not do 275 each sin has a place in hell and an appointee over it and Satan his evil inclination is appointed over all the sins the places and the appointees over them if one repents what does it say I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions meaning the registrations of each and every sin if the wicked has been erased from its place in hell. 276. There are sins that are written above and not below in this world, and there are those that are registered below and not above. And there are also those that are registered above and below. If the sins are blotted out below in this world, since one repents, they are erased above after he repents. A wicked one, his iniquities are engraved on his bones. A righteous, his merits are engraved on his bones. They will be registered among the transgressors to recognize them. And a voice comes out over him, this one is wicked, let his bones burn in hell. 277. The souls of the wicked ones are the damagers in the world, the harm-doers. Their sentences is that their souls are burnt and become dust under the feet of the righteous. With what are they burned? With the fire of the throne, the Malchut, as it is written, his throne is sparks of fire, and his wheels are burning fire, meaning in the fire of the four animals of fire that surround the throne of Din, which is Adni, of which it was said, for the judgment of Malchut is judgment. A river of fire. Next article, a river of fire.
278.
The river of fire is a river of fire that extends and comes out ahead. The souls of the righteous bathe in it and cleanse their souls. And the souls of the wicked are sentenced in it and burn before it as straw before a fire. Meaning, fire eats fire. Havaya, with the punctuation of Elohim, is Bina. This is the sun. His sheath is Adni, and in the future the Creator will bring out the sun from his sheath, meaning the name Adni, Malchut, will not cover the name Havaya with punctuation of Elohim, Bina. And the fire of Din, on the left line of Bina, will appear without the sheath of the Malchut. The righteous will heal in it, and the wicked will be sentenced in it. 279. From the fire of the animals of the throne of judgment, a line of fire would come down to eat and to burn the sacrifices and the appointees. Since every organ with which one sins, it has a saboteur and an accuser appointed over it. If one commits a transgression, he acquires an accuser. As soon as a fire of a high one comes down and burns the organs, the intestines, and the kidneys of the oxen and the sheep, the male goats and the female goats, this Havaya comes down as a lion of fire to burn them. Their organs burn, and the saboteurs are appointed over the organs that sinned are burned, and the iniquities of Israel, who are the organs of divinity, are forgiven. 280. At that time, the animals appointed over merits from the throne of Rachamim, which is repentance, upper Ima, Bina, draw nearer, meaning that they approach in the name Havaya that enters them. This is the reason why it is an offering for Havaya, for there is none who can bring the animals and the foundations closer to bring peace between them, except for the name Havaya, Zampin, the middle line. In his name, Havaya, water approaches fire, and the right line to the left, and they do not put each other out. And the wind too, meaning the middle line, approaches the dust, which is Malchut, and there is none who separates them.
Next article,
the six combinations of Yud Hei Vav, 281. At that time, those animals and foundations are whole. They are called holy, for there are no impure ones among them. The whole ones are the bottom hay of Havaya, Malchut, the wholeness of the middle pillar, Zampin, in all the Havayot, the plural of Havaya, included in Zampin to all its six edges, Chagat Nehi. This is so because the Ampin himself is Yud Kei Vav De Havaya, in which there are six combinations, and the bottom hay complements him in every combination. 282. The meaning of it is, as it is written in the Book of Creation, sealed the high and turned upwards, in Yud Hei Vav to the right side, Chesed. This is the first combination. Hei Vav Yud to the left side, Gvurah, is the second combination. Vav Hei Yud in the middle pillar, Tiferet, is the third combination. Yud Vav Hei in Netzach is the fourth combination. Hei Yud Vav in Hod is the fifth combination. And Vav Yud Hei in Yesod is the sixth combination. The tree that holds all of them is Tiferet, since Tiferet contains the whole Vak, six edges, and it is a fruit-bearing tree. For this reason, the place where the tree falls will be Yud Hei Vav, implying that Tiferet is called by only three letters, Yud Hei Vav. And the bottom hay is Malchut, which joins him. Hence, his Vak are discerned in six combinations of Yud Hei Vav. Also, in each Havaya of the Vak, there is a complete bottom hay for Havaya, meaning that the bottom hay completes into Havaya, and all the Havayot in Vak that cling to her. Thus, the Yud Hei Vav with the letter hay is Yud Hei Vav Hei. Hei Vav Yud with Hei is Havaya. Vav Hei Yud with Hei is Vahaya. or Vehaya. And similarly it is with the rest of the Havayot.
283.
These six combinations of Yud Hei Vav are 18 letters of the six edges Chagat Nehi, included in the righteous one who lives forever, meaning Yesod HaZerampin. And with the Hei Malchut, she becomes Chaya. This is the letter Hei, such as in Noach's Ark, Malchut, in which every single king gathered two and two, seven, seven for the offering. Two and two are four. Seven and seven are 14. And together they are 18. The Ark itself has the letter Hey, since it is the Malchut, and this completes the word Chaya. 284. And Tzaddik Yesod comprises 6 degrees, 6 edges. For this reason, they have set up bettering the dream in 3 places, 3 verses in which peace is mentioned, and 3 redemptions in 3 verses in which redemption is mentioned. The Yesod is Vav, and together they amount to 6, corresponding to the 6 degrees of Yesod, since bettering the dream is done through Yesod. This is the ladder in Yaakov's dream, which consists of 6 Sfirot, as it is written, it is placed on the ground, and its end reaches the heavens, and the angels of God ascend and descend. Meaning that the lower divinity, Malchut, called Earth, is the bottom Hei, and its top is the Yud, in which there is the Tzaddik Yesod, the 7th one, since Yud is Chochmah in Ima, and when beginning the count from Bina, Ima, Yesod is the 7th. It reaches the heavens, meaning Upper Ima, first Hei, Bina in Bina, where from the side of the dream, left, the Hei, the letter Hei, rules over the Yud, the letter Yud, the top of the ladder, which is the Yud from Elohim. This is why the angels of God ascending and descending, and not the angels of Havaya, or the Lord. 285. In order, the letters are Yud Hei Vav Hei. They rise in the point of Cholam, Keter, on the 4 letters whose expansion is from Chochmah to the Holy Malchut. Since Chochmah is Yud, Bina is Hei, the 6 Sfirot Chagat Nehi are Vav, and Malchut is the bottom Hei. Cholam is the Keter above in all letters. In the beginning, I didn't want to... you didn't want to turn it on. And now it's feeling very wintry here. What happened with there today? I don't know. Referring to the air conditioning. Yes. I want to know if right now is a special time for prayer. Right now. Because of the Mundial, it's beginning today. Rav, the Mundial is beginning, there is a great awakening all over the world, hearts are connecting. Terence, many people connect around football, it's soccer rather, it's something that... And I heard that Kabbalists...
That they can enter into the public...
And not Nim Knisama.
Rav, what? They connect with the public.
And raise that as a prayer.
יש אנשים שמתאחדים עכשיו מסביב לכל העולם, אז מקובלים יכולים כאילו להיכנס ביניהם ולהעלות את החיבור הזה כתפילה.
מה אגיד לך?
What can I tell you? I don't have words for that. It's not easy to explain. You understand, the Greeks in history, their Olympic Games, they connected around them. Even those who were at war During the games, they'd connect together. And after that, they'd resume the war, the fighting. That's how it is. You know, the proper conduct of the world. People don't come to connect. They come to gain something. They come to show who's stronger, who paid more in order to get, what is it called?
Nessie.
Meaning there's a game of pride here, and power and money, and great advertisements, billions of dollars are at work here. Let's play. These games. And you're talking about how to connect people. It's the greatest action in the world that actually separates people. Going to some pub somewhere, fans of a certain, well, the German team. And so fans of that team, and say that you're a fan of who's opposite Germany, France, let's say, the French team. What will they make of you? What will they do with you? They'll beat you up and throw you away, throw you out of the pub. Right? I visited such pubs in Ireland when there was this inner strife there between the Catholics and the, you know, they wanted to separate from England and that. And so I go in there. They see I'm Jewish. I have nothing to do with it. But every new person that comes in, they look at him, stare at him. Where did you see something like that connecting people in the world? Give an example. Tons. But it doesn't matter why. If they connect, the Creator is there. So my question is, how within that, Rav, this is the egoistic will to receive connecting. So how do we transform this, Rav, transform this into something good? Terence. Yes, it's something inner that the Kabbalists, Rav, to like a miracle, to make a miracle. It won't be a correction. How can it be done? I don't understand. Will it be a correction? The Creator deliberately spoiled it so that we understand the flaw and ask of Him to correct it. And you want us not to understand the correction and not ask for anything, or just go hocus-pocus magic. Make it happen. Let's say we with you right now, today, end the corrections by some action, let's call it pulsa denua, a strike of light, and correct the world. Will it be a correction? For us, it's an opportunity to pray, but for them, it's not a correction. But for us, it's a correction because it's an opportunity to pray, it's an opportunity to raise man. Love. That the Creator will correct them? Yes, because we are a channel, a conduit. Rav, you're saying something. All right, yes, pray. So who's playing today? Russian and Saudi Arabia. Are you for Russia or Saudi Arabia? It doesn't matter. Rav, you're right. It's correct. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who will win, who will succeed. The most important thing is what? That the world will connect. Tats, another question. If I see soccer, how to maintain the intention? Is that possible? He wants to make a double profit, right?
Aye.
Is it possible? Isn't it, Rav? Rav, if you think about the connection constantly, without the Mundial, without all of that, all that is just their outcomes of our connection. If we connect, they will connect. There's nothing in them to... They can just continue playing. It's good. Let them play. But we need to think about the connection. Their connection won't yield anything. It'll be a connection of wicked people. Rather, you need to connect and to deliver to them the method of correction, the power of correction, and then they will connect. They have no decisions they can make. They're not taken into account like that. They'll simply change. They'll change. If you change, they'll change. That's why you can continue watching the Mundial and to think about our correction. Well... Next article, tell me, you whom my soul loves, 286. Tell me, you whom my soul loves, if you know not, O fairest among women, go forth by the footsteps of the flock and feed your goats by the tents of the shepherds. 287. The Assembly of Israel, Malchut, said those verses to the Holy King, Zeampin. Tell me, you whom my soul loves, does not mean that my soul loves, but the one who loves my soul, as it is written, have you seen him whom my soul loves? And to the Holy King it was said, you whom my soul loves, where do you pasture your flock? 288. As long as the Assembly of Israel is with the Creator is in wholeness and willingly pastures himself and others. To himself means that he nurtures himself by suckling on the milk of upper Ima. He receives the abundance of Binah, and from that nursing that he sucks, he waters all the others and nurtures them. When the Assembly of Israel is with the Creator is in wholeness and joy, and there are blessings in him, which come out of him to all the others, to all the world. And any time when the Assembly of Israel is not with the Creator, the blessings are devoid of him, and they are removed from all the others. 289. Any place where there are no male and female, there are no blessings upon it. Hence, the Creator sobs and weeps, as it is written, he will roar mightily against his fold. He says, woe, for I have destroyed my house and burned my hall. 290. When the Assembly of Israel went into exile, she said before him, tell me, you whom my soul loves, you whom the whole of the love of my soul is in you, how will you nourish yourself from the depth of the river whose flow never stops, meaning Binah? How will you nourish yourself with the illumination of the high Eden, meaning Kochmah? Where will you make it lie down at noon? How will you nurture all the others that are always fed by you? 291. I was fed by you each day. I was watered, and I watered all the lower worlds. And Israel were fed by me. And now, why should I be like one who veils herself? How will I be covered without blessings? And when those blessings are needed, they will not find them in my possession. How will I stand beside the flock of your friends? How will I stand beside them and not pasture and nourish them? The flock of your friends are Israel, the children of the patriarchs of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They are the holy chariots, meaning Haggadah Zeampin, and for which you call them your friends. 292. The Creator said to the Assembly of Israel, Leave what is mine, meaning do not speak of what the Ampin lacks, for mine is a secret thing, which is not known. But if you know not what concerns you, here is an advice for you, O fairest among women. As it is written, you are fair, my love, the name of the assembly of Israel. Go forth by the footsteps of the flock, the righteous who are trampled by the heels, for everyone tramples them with their feet. And because of them, you will be given the strength to persist. And feed your goats by the tents of the shepherds, which are the children who are learning, and for which the world exists. They are the ones who give the assembly of Israel strength in exile. The tents of the shepherds are the houses of their teacher, the temple, where the Torah is always present. 293. Another interpretation. If you know not, O fairest among women, is that when the righteous are in the world and those children who are learning are present and engaged in Torah, the assembly of Israel can exist with them in exile. If there are not enough of them, she and they cannot exist in the world. And if righteous are present, they are caught first and die to atone for their contemporaries. If not, those kids for which the world exists are caught first, and the Creator takes them from the world, even though there is no sin in them. Moreover, He removes the assembly of Israel from Himself, and she goes out to exile. Next article. If the anointed priest should sin. 294. If the anointed priest should sin so as to bring guilt on the people, the anointed priest is the Creator. But why should he sin? It is because of the guilt of the people, since the iniquities of the world caused him that. It is certainly the people's guilt and not his own guilt. Should sin means that he will diminish his goodness and sentence everything with judgment, as it is written that I and my son Shlomo or Solomon will be considered offenders. Another interpretation. If the anointed priest, the Creator, should sin, he will be absent from the assembly of Israel and from the world, for he will not give them blessings according to their needs because of the iniquities of the people. 295. Remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Israel, your servants. Why is it written Yitzchak without the letter Vav? Indeed, wherever the left is included in the right, it is considered right. This is so because this right is established to always contain the left in it. Hence, it does not divide by writing and Yitzchak, since the letter Vav would divide between Avraham and Yitzchak, so as to include Yitzchak, who is the left, in Avraham, who is the right. This is why it is written, Avraham, Yitzchak, as one inclusion. And then, and Israel, which is another inclusion, since he grips them both with his wings, through the concealment called wings, which stems from the Masach D'Chirik in the middle line, called Israel, he unites the two lines, right and left, Avraham and Yitzchak, and includes them together, and he is complete in everything. 296. To whom you swore by yourself is the oath that the Creator has sworn the patriarchs in the patriarchs above, Haggadah Zerampin. By yourself means in those above, those who are in you, meaning that he swore in Haggadah, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants which I have spoken. Should he not have said, which you have spoken? After all, Moshe said it. So he should have said, which you have spoken. However, it was the Creator who said it to the patriarchs once and twice. Thus he already told them. Moreover, which I have spoken means that I wanted in the will of my soul. So there will be no need to say that he already told them, because saying means wanting. 297. and they shall inherit it forever. This refers to the upper world, the Ampin, which is the land, to which the land Malchut grips and by which it is nourished. If this land is expelled to exile and is not gripped by the Ampin, why is it the fault of the people? This is why it is written, and they shall inherit it forever, meaning that Malchut will unite with the Ampin forever and will not go to exile. By that, he explains that if the anointed priest, the Ampin, sins, it will remove the unification from Malchut, who will go into exile, and it is the fault of the people. 298. If the anointed priest should sin, refers to the priest below, who was set up for work at the temple. If there is sin in him, it is certainly the fault of the people, and the people are blamed for it. For woe unto those who rely on his work. It is the same with an emissary of the public. If there is a sin in him, woe unto those who rely on him. It is even more so with the priest, since the whole of Israel, upper and lower, wait and are anxious to be blessed by him. 299. When the priest begins to aim intentions and to offer the high sacrifice, meaning to offer the unification of Malchut in the Ampin, all are in blessing and joy. The right, Chesed, begins to awaken, and the left, Din, is included in the right. All grip and connect to each other, and all are blessed together. Thus, through the priest, upper and lower are blessed. Therefore, if he should sin, an offering must be sacrificed for him, so his iniquity will be pardoned. 300. A man's sin is pardoned by the priest when he offers a sacrifice for him. But when he himself sins, who sacrifices for him and who will pardon him? If he offers for himself, since he has been corrupted, he is not worthy of the upper and lower being blessed for him. Since if the lower ones are not blessed by him, it is all the more so with the upper ones. But no, it is written that he may make atonement for himself and for his household. So why does he need another to atone for him because he sinned? He can atone for himself. As it is written, he may make atonement for himself. 301. It is known in which place the high priest is tied, in Chochmah. And in which place another priest, the one called secondary, is tied. It is known that it is in Chesed. Hence, first, another priest offers the sacrifice of the high priest, called the anointed priest, and elevates him up to that place that is tied in him, Chesed de Zampin. And after the priest raises the offering up to that place, Chesed, the high priest is no longer detained from rising to his place, Chochmah, so his sin will be atoned. This is why another priest offers his sacrifice for him. And since another makes the offering, and it is not sufficient through him because he can only rise as high as Chesed, while the high priest reaches Chochmah, afterwards the high priest himself makes an offering. Then, all the upper ones join to atone for his sin, and the Holy King agrees with them. Similarly, when one who prays errs, another will stand in for him.
הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומנעי, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומנעי, שבת אחים גם יחד. Hine ma tov, shevet achim gam yachad. Hine ma tov, shevet achim gam yachad.